We are towards the bottom of 52B. Towards the bottom of 52B in Yevamos. Rava Amar. So we're talking about the situation of a person who I believe gave a get, right? That was the situation, I think was the case, right? Or no, he did a chalitza first, is that what happened? Yeah, he did a chalitza. And then the person said, "B'mamar yevamin." So technically, what we had said that according to, who was the first opinion? According to, was it Rabbi Gamliel? No, it was Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, after the chalutza becomes a chalutza, right? Once you do the chalitza with her, so then if she becomes aser to you. A sewer to you, and you literally cannot create a marital bond with that woman because it's usher, at least at a level of a lav. However, the Rabbanan disagree and say when you have an isser, which is only a lav and not an erva, this week's parsha, so then you can actually effectuate good kiddushin. So here, according to Rava, he's saying, if the person would say, betrothed to me on a level of yibam, so then kuli alma lo pligi de mahanya. Everyone agrees that she is actually acquired. But what's the situation? Oh, who else is there, David?
Aaron.
Oh, hi, Aaron. I was wondering where you were. Okay, good. Kuli alma lo pligi de mahanya. And what's the situation? Kigon de amar lahi skad shili bezikas yivamin. He said the words "hitz kadeshli" to do kiddushin with me. So in that case, so you're not saying to do mamar, which is a specific yibum phrase, but rather you're saying to do kiddushin with me, general kiddushin. Rabbi Savar yesh zika. Rabbi says there is a zika, and thereby you can effectuate a kiddushin. V'asai chalitza afakte lezika. But the problem is that even though there is a zika, you did a chalitza, which now undermines that zika. And therefore you can't have kiddushin through the zika, right? That's the phrase. He's kashli bezika asivamin. Right? You can't have kiddushin if there is no zika, because you can't have kiddushin through the zika if there is no zika. Right? That's the phrase that you used. However, Rabbanan tzavri ein zika. So then, and the Rabbanan thinks that there is no zika, and therefore, may kara ilu amar la hiskajli bezika sivamin milo mahani. So then, if you were to say the word hiskajli bezika sivamin, so obviously it doesn't mean, according to the Rabbanan, that you would get kiddushin through a zika, because there is no zika. I think that's what it's talking about. The rabbis hold the levirate bond is not substantial. That is, the bond itself does not create a connection between the yavam and the yavama, and that in general, levirate betrothal acquires a yavama as a form of betrothal unrelated to levirate bond, and therefore, consequently, at the answer is not fine. Meaning, I believe what it's saying is that the phrase hiskad shli bezikas yavamin would work regardless of what zika actually is. So hashtanami mahani, although again, I would think that the order does matter, but the Gemara is at this point, we ended off with this yesterday. At this point, the Gemara is saying that the order does not matter. And as long as kiddushin in this sense would work beforehand, it would work afterwards also. Unclear exactly what the logic is. But according to Rebbe, who believes that mamar would only be effectual if there was a zika, so there's no zika anymore, and therefore it wouldn't work. Okay. So now Rav Shrevia is going to give a different approach. Rav Shrevia Amar Bachalitza Kshera. It's referring to a good, legitimate chalitza. Ida Amar la hiskajli bezikas yevamin. Kuli ama lo pligi delo mahani. If you were to say, to betroth me with Yibam, the zika of Yibam, everyone agrees that doesn't work. You did a chalitza. But here they're arguing about whether a chalitza psula would work. This is actually Rebbe, not Rebbe Akiva, although we mentioned Rebbe Akiva in conjunction with the machlokes yesterday, but not for now. Okay. What's the case? You gave her a get, and now you're doing a chalitza. So the question is, to what extent does that chalitza work to disconnect her or to absolve her from her yibum obligations? Says the Gemara that Marsav, our Rebbe says, Rav Shravia is saying this, Rebbe says that the chalitza psula is poteres. It disconnects her, and thereby there could be betrothal afterwards. Umar Savar, Chalitza Psula ain't a poteres, that the Chalitza Psula does not take effect, and she's still bound by Yivam. Hold on, I got that backwards. Oh, it's not, I didn't get it backwards, but I didn't link it back to the phrase. The phrase, Hiskachli Bezikas Yivamin, right? You should betroth, I should be betrothed to you with the power of Yibam, requires that there's some Yibam there. So according to Rebbe, if once he did a Chalitza, even after a get, it still worked, and therefore there is no Yibam around anymore. And therefore that phrase wouldn't be operative. It doesn't effectuate anything. However, according to what, David?
Catching up, why was the chalitza pasula? Why is it a pasul chalitza?
Rashi says it's because he gave a get first.
Oh, because he gave the get first.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know exactly what the situation is.
Well, one of them is effectual. The get is effectual, or the chalitza is effectual.
Well, no, he hasn't betrothed her at all. He just gave her a get when he was obligated in Yibam.
But he's trying to do a chalitza, so why isn't, anyway, that's not the topic.
Right. I'm not exactly sure what the Jewish, maybe it's referring to a get that he gave to not the other woman, I don't know.
Okay.
Not 100% sure, because, yeah, I think you would have to get more information about the case. Marisa v'chalitza psula ain't a poteres, and the Rabbanan believe that chalitza psula does not absolve her, and therefore, when you say "iskashlu zikas yivamin," it could link into a literal yivam zika. Okay, so Rav Ashi Amar kukul yama chalitza psula ena poteres. Rav Ashi believes that she's not absolved. Dahacha b'yesh tenai v'chalitza kamitligi. And here we're talking about a different concept, which is that if you conditionalize your chalitza. So Rashi says, for instance, if you were to say, "Amenasha titin lo masayim zuz," I will give you this chalitza on condition that you give me $200. So says Ravashi, that's the machlokas. Mar savar yesh tenai b'chalitza. Rebbe thinks that there can be a condition that the chalitza would work, and therefore absolve any yibam obligation even with that condition. Umar Savar ain't tonight but chalitza, and the Rabbanan presumably believe that the chalitza does not work when it's tied to a condition.
That's a horrible precedent for the get refusers today.
Yeah, no, that's not a good. We do not want to encourage this concept. Yeah. Okay, Ravina Umar, everyone's got their own two cents here. Ravina Amr, the Kuli Amr, Yesh Tanai Bechalitza Vachma Tanai Kafel Ma Kameth Lagi. We're not talking about a regular condition. We're talking about a double condition. What's a double condition? Rashi says that, Rashi doesn't give an example of it. A Tanai Kafel is basically to say that you need to not only explain what a person must do, but you also have to give the consequence of a person, what happens if a person doesn't do it, right? It has to be explicit. This is based on Gad Reuven and Chatzim Menashe. It's a whole thing from, I think it's Baba Basra. But let's look in here in the Sefaria's English translation, see if they give an example. The man must explicitly stipulate that the chalitza should be effective if the condition is upheld, and that it should not be effective if she does not fulfill the condition. If he does not state both the positive and the negative sides of the condition, then it does not take effect, and the chalitza is effective, meaning the condition doesn't take effect. So basically like this, that kol yama yesh tanai b'chalitza, that a tanai would work with chalitza, meaning it would be a good condition, and thereby the chalitza would only be effective if she fulfills the condition. But that's only if you do a tanai kafel. Right, so when it says Mar Savar Ba'inan Tanai Kafel, Rebbe says in order for the Tanai to work, and thereby for the Chalitza to work, only through the condition, it would have to be a double-sided Tanai, a double-sided condition. Umar Savar Lo Ba'inan Tanai Kafel, but the Rabbanan think, no, it doesn't require it to be, it doesn't need to be a Tanai Kafel in order for the condition to sort of take the Chalitza hostage, if you will. And therefore, the condition applies regardless and cancels the chalitza, which allows the yibam to stay intact. Meaning, if there is a condition, so then there's less efficacy to the chalitza. And thereby, there's still a yibam. And then when a person says, he's kashli b'zikas yibamin, so then that would actually take hold, according to the Rabbanan, as we've seen. They're willing to entertain that condition, whereas Rebbe is not, and that's why we're going through whether the condition works to absolve or to get rid of the yibam. Okay. Let us see. Sorry, I'm just communicating with Rav Terrigan, who's now in New York. Chalatz v'asa mamar v'nasan get ubal. And if somebody does chalitza, and then does mamar, and then does a get, and then does intercourse. So we had said in the Mishnah that nothing counts after that chalitza. Says the Gemara, "Vinisni nami ein achar biaklum." Why don't you similarly say that once a person has intercourse and has an effect and fulfills yibam, so that also negates anything that happens afterwards? They're already married. So Abai and Rav have two different takes on this. Tani, ein achar biaklum. I don't know exactly who. Let me see for a second. Oh no, Tami Tarvai, they both say it should say Tani ein achar biaklum. It should say that. You're right. It should say that after intercourse nothing is gonna happen. The Tana di done. So why didn't our Mishnah say it? He said because Hataras Yivama Lashuk Adifale. What does that mean? He prefers to teach that halacha. Safari says he preferred to teach cases in which the Yivama is permitted to marry any man from the Persian Republic as opposed to the situation where she is married to the Yavam. All right, meaning I think what it's saying is basically that the vantage point of our Mishnah was, How does she become absolved of all obligations? But it is true that in terms of Yibam, if he has Bia, so then it would actually work to effectuate the Yibam. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, Echad Yivama Achas, Echad Shtei Yivamos, that it doesn't matter if there's one guy or one girl or two girls. Masnisin Delok Ben Azai. This Mishnah is not like Ben Azai. The Tanya, as the Braisa said, Benazai Omer Yesh Mamar Achar Mamar Bishne Yavam Yavam Achas Vein Mamar Achar Mamar Bishne Yavam Asa Yavam Echad. That when it comes to two women, so then there is Mamar Achar Mamar, that you could give a Mamar to one woman and then the next one still works with the other woman. But it would not, sorry, other way around, that there is Mamar after Mamar with two men and one woman. I don't know how, because you can't marry two men. But he's saying there's not mamar achar mamar with two women and only one yavam. That I understand why that could be, because, I mean, that's what we've been talking about. Because your yibam is either gone or it is superfluous. Do it again. Well, that would be the same thing. That it's yibam, that the the mamar actually effectuates the yibum, and therefore you don't have to do it again, or you do a mamar to fulfill the yibum, and therefore you can't do it again with the second woman. Okay, so ketzad mamar lezu, how does that work? If you gave a mamar to, right, and our Mishnah does not differentiate. Our Mishnah says that both cases of two men or two women, both of them equally have a mamar achar mamar. Ben Az, I think you could have mamar achar mamar. Again, I don't understand how. Let me see for a second. All right, Rashi doesn't really tell us. Not really interested in going into details. But, okay, let's keep going. Ketzad mamar lezu. If you give a mamar to one, and then you do a chalitza with the other one, so then you would have to get divorced. You have to do a get to the first one you give a mamar to. And the second one is off the hook. So says the Gemara, Misailei l'Shmuel. Let's say that works for Shmuel. Supports Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Chalas l'Balas. Mamar no l'Tzer Tzerasa. We've seen this before. We saw this yesterday or 2 days ago. That if you did Chalitza to someone who did Mamar too, so then that doesn't help. You still need to give her a get. L'Tziyot de Rav Yosef. This is a question. And this is a statement. This is against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would have said, "Don't do chalitza," because that would disqualify this woman from being okay with a kohen, and therefore you should just do. I guess you should just do the chalitza with that woman, the same woman you gave a get to. I guess that's what it's saying. Let me see the Sefer. It is preferable to perform chalitza with her as well. Yeah. Because Rav Yosef is saying, you're right, that the whole thing with the water and the well, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater type thing, that you already disqualified woman number one from marrying a Kohen. Don't also disqualify woman number two by giving her a chalitza. So Gemara says, wait a second, mikatani chalitz, is it telling you to do that? Chalatz katani, diavad, it's just saying that that's what happened. You're not saying that that's what you should do. Okay, get lezu to get lezu. If you did a mamar to, what are we saying here? No, if you gave a get to both of them, so then you still need to do a chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Le misaylei le rabba bar of huna dam rabba bar of huna chalitza psul tzrichel chazar kol achim." Let's say that this supports Rav Rabba bar of huna, who explains that a chalitza psula still needs to do chalitza with everybody. So my tzrichos, Gemara says, no, not necessarily. What does it mean, tzrichos? Tzrichos de alma. It's not that the plural form does not refer to all of the yavamos mentioned in the Mishnah, but rather it means that all yavamos in similar situations require chalitza. Okay, that's a bit of a stretch, but that's what Gemara says. It doesn't mean that you have to do chalitza with multiple women. It means that all these women in that situation require chalitza. Okay. Okay. Get lezu v'cholas lezu. Let's see. You give a get to one, chalitza to the other. So Gemara says lema misaylei l'shmuel v'tavitu to Rav Yosef. It says explicitly that the chalitza is required to the other one. So Gemara says again, miketani chalitz chalatz ketani diavad. Again, it doesn't say chalitz that you should. It says chalatz that you did. Okay, chalatz v'chalatz or chalatz. Let's say you did a chalitza with one woman, did chalitza with one, chalitza with the other, or you did a chalitza and then did yibum with the other. So Gemara says v'lisninami ein achar bia klum. So it already says in the Mishnah that he did bia, so he had bia. So why not also explain that once you do bia, that it doesn't do anything else? I guess I don't know why we already said this, so I don't know why. But Abaye Rava Damar Tavari Tani Ein Achar Bia Klum. According to Abaye and Rava, that is what it says. V'Tani Didan. In our Mishnah, it doesn't say that Hatar Yavam El Shekad Yifalei. I don't know why we're saying the same things again. Okay. Bein Yavam Achal Ishtei Vamos. Whether it's one man or two, or one man to two women, or two men to one woman. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who explains that the entire situation, who, you know, the woman who does the chalitza and the other woman who's involved, so then they're all aser belav. So then, itzrich lashmin to ein kedushin tovus b'chayav elavin. That's why it has to teach us that the same applies to multiple women that are aser. That because the kedushin, we need to learn that kedushin doesn't work with them. El Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, number kuli beis b'kariz kai. But according to Rish Lakish, who is saying that the rest of the house is still maintaining a level of kares, because I presume Eishes Ach. I assume it's Eishes Ach, I'm not sure. I think it's Eishes Ach. So then why do you need to tell me that? Of course there's an Isser to marry the other woman. And therefore you wouldn't need to tell me that not only two women, but even one woman. Of course, it's a chiyuv karis talk going on. So Amar Lach Rish Lakish, according to you, what would Rish Lakish say? According to your reasoning, that the Mishnah would be teaching us something obvious, that you can't marry someone who is chiyuv karis, that the aser b'karis. So then, save as a katani ba'al v'asam amar. At the end of the Mishnah, when it says that you had intercourse with this woman, and then you did ma'amar with this woman. So Isser Klashmin, the Inkadushin Tomas Vajazish, does it have to teach us that you can't get married to another woman who's already married? Of course you can't. Isn't that also obvious? Ella, according to Rish Lakish, Aidi Detana Hataras Yavam Achav Yavam Achas Tainamish Devamas Yavam Achad. It's just covering all spaces of Aidi Tainish Devamas Yavam Achad Tainamish Devam Yavam Achas. It's not really a matter of giving us a chiddush as much as it's a matter of just linguistic parallels. Okay, on to Amud Beis. Chalatz ve'asa ma'amar v'nasan. If you did chalitza and then you did a ma'amar, chalatz ve'asa ma'amar. Hold on. I think this is referring to only... referring to one woman? Okay, I don't know. We'll see what it means. Bish lama chalas v'as... is referring to one?
Yeah, it's talking about one.
Okay. Chalas v'as ma'amar, if you did chalitza with a woman and then you betrothed her, and then v'nasan get, and then you gave her a divorce document. So
there
bish...
It's or. In other words, you first performed chalitza, and then you... either do mama or give a gap.
Wait, no. It says chalitz v'asa mama, meaning that's what you did. V'nasan, and then you gave her a get. Presumably, so I don't know.
Rabbi Steinfeld says with a second woman, if he performed chalitz and then proceeded to either perform the right betrothal, give a divorce, or engage in intercourse with a second woman, nothing is specific to chalitza.
So you did chalitza and mamar with one woman, and then you either did a get and or you either did a gave a get or had intercourse with a second woman. So once you did the chalitza with the first woman, nothing happens. Nothing else is effectual, I should say. Okay. So Gemara says, it's bish lama chalitz v'asa mamar, if you did chalitza and then you did mamar, so then that makes sense. Sakatai techamina nigzer mamar debasar chalitza. Maybe you would think that we should make a gezera that mamar after chalitza shouldn't work. Atu mamar dekame chalitza. Lest you think mamar would work before chalitza, which is not true. Hold on, let me just read this here. Ligzur mamar de basar chalitza rajah libayi get atu mamar de mekame chalitza. You would think maybe you need a get. You need to give a get to that woman because of the mistaken impression that if you would do mamar before chalitza, you would also not need a get, but you would need a get in that case because you did mamar already. Kamash malan, that you don't need to do that. Right? That's why the Mishnah has to tell it to us, that once you do chalitza and then mamar, you don't still need a get for that mamar. Kamash malan, delo gazrina, we don't make sense. Ella, chalatz venasan get lamali. Why would it have to teach me that if you did chalitza and then gave a get, it's worthless? Of course it's worthless. What are we worried about? Meaning nobody would be concerned that the impression would be that if you give a get and then did a chalitza, that you need to do something else, because you don't need to do anything else even in that case. So then why does it have to teach me that chalitza then get is nothing? So when it says, according to that, what about the end, which is where it says, Bab asam amar, bab anasam get, vishlam bab anasam get, istrich? The end where it says, you had intercourse, and then you did mamar. And then the other one, you did baal, you had intercourse, and then gave a get. So then, bishlama baal v'nasan get itzrich, when it comes to intercourse and then the get. So that makes sense. You have to teach us that nothing happens after that. Well done. Right, nothing happens after that. It's ineffectual. Why do you need to teach us? Because if you would give a get after the intercourse, maybe you would think, and you wouldn't do anything, we're worried that maybe you would think if you gave a get before the intercourse, that you similarly would not have to do anything. Right? You shouldn't think that that get did anything. Kamash malan, delo gazrinan. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach us that we don't make such a gezeira. And even if you were to have intercourse and then gave a get, you still don't have to do anything. But if you had intercourse and then did mamar, so then why would you have to teach me that that doesn't do anything? Of course it doesn't do anything. You already had relations. Right? Safari says, once he has engaged in intercourse with her, she is his wife in all regards. What difference does a levered betrothal make, right? There's no use to the last part. So rather, Ella, I did tana chalas v'asamamar, tana nami v'abasamamar, v'I did v'ayla misimau, and then I'll send get, tana nami chalas v'asam get. Meaning it's just saying all the cases. It's not necessarily to teach us any big chiddush. Okay. We had said, Bizman Shehi. I assume this is referring to the intercourse. Yeah, when it is at the beginning, nothing is effective after it. But if it was in the middle, so then something could be effective afterward. So what does that mean? So Gemara says, Masnizim Deloki Aitana. This Mishnah is not like the following Braisa. Titania Abba Yossi ben Yochanan. Interesting name. Abba Yossi ben Yochanan. Ish Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim. Not the other Abba Yossi ben Yochanan, but the one from Yerushalayim. Omer Mishum, Rebbe Meir, said from Rebbe Meir, Achas Bilav Achas Chalitza Batzchilei and Acharaklum, Be'emtzov Asov Yesh Acharaklum. He said that there is what to be done, what to be effectual after a intercourse, which was after something else. According to the Mishnah, hold on. Oh, because he says achas chalitza, right? Our Mishnah only said achas. It only said that when it comes to intercourse, there is after intercourse, there's nothing. Only if the intercourse was beforehand. He's saying not just intercourse, but also chalitza, that there could be something to be done after chalitza if the chalitza was performed in the middle, not at the beginning. V'shalosh machlokos badavar. There's a three-way machlokos to this. What does that mean? Tana kamasavar bia diikol migzar gazrina. The first Tana holds bia diikol migzar gazrina. Chalitza delekol migzar lo gazrina. That when it comes to intercourse, there could be a reason for a gazera, and therefore, we would make a gazera, and it would be it would be effectual in some ways. But a chalitza, where there's nothing to be do gezera about, so then we're not going to make a gezera. And therefore it works in all situations. And that's what it's saying. Okay. Rabbi Nechemia Savar, Bia Nami Lekele Migzar. Rabbi Nechemia thinks that similarly with Bia, there's no reason to make a gezera. Udaka Amar Ligzar Bia Achar Get Mishim Bia Achar Chalitza. And when you propose that maybe we should make a gezera to not have to try to prevent via achar a get, to prevent intercourse after giving a get, because maybe you'd have intercourse after chalitza. So kevin the chalitza daraisa mei de yadi. That's different. Everyone knows that when you do a chalitza, that works, but when you do a get, it doesn't do anything for yibum. It's gamar ligzor bia achar ma'amar mishum bia achar bia. And when it said that we should have a concern that that we should make some kind of gezera to not allow intercourse after a mamar because of intercourse to the other woman after mamar to the first woman, I think that's what it means, because of having intercourse to the second woman after having intercourse to the first woman. So kevin de bia daraisa mei hamida yadia. Everyone knows that mamar is not a real bond, and therefore they'll be able to differentiate, and we don't have to make we don't have to be so concerned. Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan savar la, or it was Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan savar la k'rabbanan de gazri bebia. He said, like the Rabbanan, when it comes to intercourse with gazar chalitza mishum bia, and then he said chalitza the same way as bia. All right, so he's worried about all types of gazeras. Hanzer lach Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Did not see that coming.
Different Abayos here.
I assume it's the same person. I don't know what his real name is. Will the real Abba Yossi ben Yochanan real please stand up? I don't know. No idea. All right. New Mishnah. Okay, let's see how far we can get here. Okay, we're going to get a little explicit here, but so it goes. When a person has yivam, when they have intercourse with their yivama, whether it's on purpose or by accident, whether it was compelled or it was willingly, even if it was him or it was her that was doing it by accident, if either one of them was forced, I think it's covering all the bases. Whether or not he only, I don't know how to translate ma'ara, but it's like minimally penetrating. I don't. Safaria says that it's atypical intercourse. I don't think that's. If I remember correctly. Yeah, Rashi doesn't say it like that. Rashi says shelo gamar biaso. That the intercourse wasn't a full intercourse. It was only sort of like, I think the Gemara is going to go through it. That it was only like touching. It wasn't a full penetration, and that's what it means. Echad gomer. So then kana. So then it all works. And there's no differentiation between which type of bia you have. Oh, no, I was reading the wrong part of the English. That's what that last part means, that it doesn't matter if it was typical or atypical penetration. So then regardless, it's going to work. As long as you're basically having some kind of relation, physical interaction with this woman, so then it would work. Okay. V'chein. And similarly, when it comes to having relations with all these women that we'll read about in tomorrow's Parsha, so then any slight relation, any slight intimacy with that woman is going to be a violation of that that Isser. Alrighty, I think we're gonna hold it off there. All right, I am hoping that some someone's going to let me come back to shul with a mask, hopefully. But